All right, let's see if we can reverse engineer these handlers. You know, in the millennium, the saints will come back with Jesus and rule and reign for 1,000 years, right? Kings and priests unto God, right? Now, at the end of the millennium, people will be tested to see who's really, because the devil will be loosed for a season to see who was really had their heart right with God versus who was just obeying just to obey. If their heart was right, or if they're just obeying to get along. If they're just making it, if they're just faking it till they make it, you know, versus whether they're real and genuine. If they're faking it till they make it, they're not real, you know. They're not genuine. Now, I guess in a way, if somebody faked it till they made it and they learned the job and they got good on the job or they got good and sitting, then they said, you know what, I like this. I think I'm really going to believe. I'm really a believer, you know. But either way, I don't really care. They're going to have to answer. But at the end of the tribulation, devil's loosed, and the kings of the earth, he deceives, and they come after the saints, you know, the camp of the saints. And so, there's going to be people who are not genuine, you know. And so, what motivates mankind if it's not God, God's word, God's truth, God's love? Love of soul. What motivates mankind? The world, the flesh, the pride of life, money, mammon, pleasure, fun, doing this, going here. What motivates a person if it's not God's word, winning souls? They want to have fun. They want to be the center of attention. They want to be seen. They want to impress other people. If you think about it, most people don't really have any real fellowship. I've had the experience with some online believers to have real fellowship. Now, in the real world, things get rough, and you're going to have to talk about things in the real world, you know. That's the true test. Do you have faith? Do you have faith in the tribulation, you know? Do you have faith in the lion's den? Do you have faith in the Jezebel attacks? Do you have faith in the dead corporate system? Do you have faith just to get up out of bed, really? So, when Jesus rules and reigns for 1,000 years, and there's a little season for where he tests the hearts, God tests the hearts, what do you think's happening now? Who's ruling and reigning now as kings and priests, as governors, as leaders, and the narcissist? They rise up. The only way you can rise up in a devil system is doing sacrifices. You have to sacrifice somebody. Somebody's got to be sacrificed. And they know that. I don't know how they know it, but they know it. Because I guess from a child, they knew somebody had to pay. You know, in a system that's a debt money system, it's going to crash. Somebody has to pay. Somebody has to be sacrificed. That's why in the pandemic, all those people died. Wars, people die. Why do you think they have wars? To reboot the system. There's got to be death and resurrection, but instead of being a living sacrifice and taking up your cross, they want other people to actually physically die. That's why people have insurance policies. These honeypot scams try to steal your property because somebody's got to die. They won't take you out, you know. Samson had the power of God on him, and the military couldn't beat him. And so they had to get in and fool him somehow. The magician priest class of the Gentiles back then don't play any different games than they play now. The things that were written aforetime are for your admonition now. So if they send a Delilah, a Jezebel, or a scorner, or you can, you know, if somebody's overtly in your face as a drug head or a drunk or something like that, you run. But a lot of times stuff is hidden until it's too late. But if you catch it in time, you run away, escape that junk. If you can find somebody you have conversations with, normal, healthy conversation, biblical, and they're growing, you're growing, that's probably one you should marry, you know. But most people are just vampires, and they work for the secret societies, and I don't know if they joined up. I don't know why they would join unless they were just deceived into it. And then, like I say, some of them are handlers and don't know it. And it's just kind of under the radar. They're taken captive by the devil at will. So I guess if you can look at it this way, if you don't choose God and you don't choose the truth, then who are you going to choose? The devil, the lies, yourself? If you choose yourself, you choose the devil. If you choose yourself, you choose the flesh mind, the hive mind. You're choosing the hive by default, unless you choose God and submit to God. You know, the Bible says love your neighbors yourself. The Bible says to love your enemy. You can keep boundaries with an enemy and just give them bread and water, you know. But if they're of the dark side, they're destroying themselves. So there you go. So that's it. The reason they join with sororities, fraternities, secret societies, cults, isms, churches, because they're weak. Now, if you yoke up with somebody who's really saved, then you're a powerful team. One can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000. So the reason they join all these groups is because they're trying to network, just like Amway and all that stuff. They're trying to network. But notice, somebody always wants to rise to the top. But Jesus said, the greatest among you is a servant. And so they're always trying to network. And I think there's a verse that says if you make other people rich, or it might hint to it, or I'll ask AI, but I think there's a pattern in the Bible. If you make other people rich, you'll be rich. If you become a servant, you become rich. And I'm not saying necessarily monetarily rich, but that might happen, but spiritually rich. The body's meant for movement, right? The less you move, the unhealthy, the worse you feel. You move around. I know when I worked out of the house for 5 years, I wasn't getting exercise. And it took me 2 years to get back to normal when I left and went back to maintaining a building. Took me about 2 years to get back to normal. Because I was just sitting at a desk, you know. I was moving around and doing stuff, but that routine, that physical activity is important. So I would have to say that some of them fall into it without knowing it, they're born into it, and they join it because everybody else is joining, and it's about networking, and everybody they rub shoulders with is selfish, and so they become copies of them. They don't have the intestinal fortitude, or really nobody has that much strength, because it's omnipresent, you know. The hive is omnipresent, ubiquitous, you know. And so nobody can fight it. So if they don't have the Holy Spirit of truth, they're going to fall into some kind of networking, hive mind. Handler, rise up in the system type of mindset. You know, it's really a trip. It is a trip to really think about. So, reverse engine. Okay, so by default, people fall into it. If they don't have the Spirit of Truth, they stay in it, and they try to rise up in it. And instead of being the one that's being handled, they want to be handlers. And the handler's being handled because there's always one more keen or more wise or more, not wise, but more serpent-minded than the other ones. So the handlers are being handled, and they always think they're smarter than the next guy, and there's always somebody smarter, like Mike Tyson. There's always somebody stronger eventually. That's why he bit the guy's ear, because he found somebody that was going to be stronger than him, make him look bad. So he bit the guy's ear off, you know. He didn't play fair. And so the handlers don't play fair. I think I'm about to run out of gas here. I should have checked my gas before I started talking. There's always a stronger handler, you know. And if they see one stronger, they gotta kick them out. Kick them out of the box that they've created.